Ladies and gentlemen, may I direct your attention to something quite extraordinary?
Lana has the gut.
We're entering a new era of Miami Heat basketball.
I say finals are bust, no matter
all
what.
That, the Dion Waiter there?
Oh, I'll tell him to shut up. It's fine.
I think Bam needs to become the face of the team.
Jimmy, all the way.
I mean, Tyler Hero, you're going 4-for-12. Get out of here.
Bryant, Hero, and Duncan all out there at the same time. Like, who's playing defense in that lineup?
King Riles, the godfather.
Not the rat.
Yeah. God, the beauty of the culture is because I think it's a real thing.
This culture thing, I mean, look, it started with Pat, you know, back in the 90s.
Literally, you got any thoughts?
Anthony Mason?
Isaac Boston.
Jamal Mashburn.
You're Jamal Mashburn to give you a grand loan.
John Cry.
Mo Harper? Curry. Sounds good.
Eddie.
No question about it. I am ready to get hurt again.
The Battered Heat fans are back. Welcome, everybody, to episode number 21 of the Battered Heat Fans Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Granada, and alongside me, as always, we have two other battered fans from my left to your right. Mr. Italy Jet, how are you doing, sir?
Doing good, doing good. My background's under construction. That'll be good soon. But, man, this Heat team, they just know how to make you off the edge of your seat. They just know how to make you freak out a little bit. But I'm doing good. Solana, what's up?
Solana, you're on mute, sir. You're on mute.
I was gonna let Danny rebuttal there, but if you wanna let me go and introduce myself, yeah, like I said, it's scary season, baby. Scary season. Yesterday, Scary Terry had a game. I'm a little upset. You know, I thought the U.S. men's national team was gonna go down to a lovely Jamaica team. But it is what it is, man. Let's talk some basketball, baby.
Yeah, you know what? I really want to address what you just said, but I guess because we're talking basketball, I'm going to just leave it there. But I guess we'll get into that maybe on Monday. All right. So in the last 9 games, before last night's victory, the only wins that the Miami Heat had were beating the Pistons 3 times. They have cooled off. We thought that we haven't been on here for 2 weeks. Last week, we couldn't come on. Two weeks ago, we were talking about the fact that it's playoff time, it's Jimmy time, they're about to get rolling, and all of a sudden they just spit up on themselves and they have really cooled off. And I'm genuinely worried. I know that last year they were the 8th seed, they weren't looking hot and all that other stuff, but there's only so many times that you can pull that off. I don't know if you can count on them doing that every single year, especially when you're putting yourself in position to play against the top team in the East to start the playoffs. So I'll start with you, Solana. How are you feeling over the last 2 weeks or so where things have just kind of come apart?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say come apart, Danny. Okay. You know, it has been about 15 days since we last talked. I think the last time we talked was on Wednesday, March 6th. That was correct. Right before the Heat faced the Mavericks, which, like we talked about, was going to be a tough game. You know, Luka Doncic is a insane individual. You know, then they played the Oklahoma City Thunder, who again had an outstanding performance from their all-star, you know, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, had an amazing
game. But those two
game.
Losses were okay. I think the loss that followed that up with the Wizards is where things started falling apart.
Look, it was a 2-point loss against, you know, a Wizards team that unfortunately the Heat just, you know, they just weren't up for that game. It just wasn't their game. They, you know, they lost in the field goal percentage battle. They lost in the 3-point percentage battle, you know, 41% to 30%. Sometimes you're just going to have those days where you're just not going to play that great. And really, I mean, Kyle Kuzma, who starts at center for them, you know, of all positions, goes off for 32 points. I mean, give me a break. I mean, how many games is Kuzma going to do that? So, look, is it a bad loss? 100%. Am I worried? No. Is it cooling off in Miami? It's cooling off. But that's just the temperature outside, because the temperature in Kaseya Center is just about to heat up, because we got some nice home games coming up. And I predict a 4-0 stretch on this upcoming home stretch.
Italy, what do you think about the last 15 days or so of Miami Heat basketball? To put it into context, the last time before last night when they beat the Cavs, the last time that the Heat beat a team that was over 500 was back in February 26th. So all the wins that they've been getting have been against teams that they should beat. How are you feeling about the last 15 days?
I'm on the edge of my seat like I usually am. I mean, it just like I said early in the intro, this team knows how to put your, you know, butt cheek on one half of the chair and the other one hanging off. It's always something with this team. And it's going to come down to being healthy. I think that's what's going to be the biggest thing for the Heat, is if they can create consistency and stay healthy. We had a lot of major injuries last 15 games that have been very pivotal, just like Solana said about the Wizards. If I had our full team, I think we would have won that game. I think even with Terry, Scary Terry, if we didn't have him, I think it would have been something too, just like Bam Adebayo. It's just been such a back and forth 15 days. But I do agree with Solana. I think they were going to have a nice little stretch coming. But, yeah, they're always going to have us on the edge of our seat.
How are you guys feeling about Jimmy Butler? I mean, I know he came back yesterday and he had a big game, right? Him and Scary Terry kind of led the team to the victory. But because of injuries, he hasn't been able to get rolling like he usually does towards the end of the season. Are you guys at all worried? Are you guys at all worried about the fact that he hasn't gotten rolling yet? Solana. And I think you're still on mute, sir.
Yeah, man, I'm having some trouble with production over here. I don't know. I went on vacation. Things got moved around. I think we're back to normal. I think we're good to go. So look, man, I'm not worried about Jimmy. I think what I'm looking forward to in these next, I don't know what we have, like 20 games left in the season, a little under 20 games left in the season. What I'm looking forward is seeing the other guys on the team step up. Nikola Jovic, I want to see him in his, he's been getting, you know, starters minutes. He's been starting every game now consistently, mm-hmm. and he's been playing a pivotal role. He's hitting that three pointer, very consistent. Now, he's just not consistent every single game. And we, you know, Spo needs to find a way to insert him and get him his touches every single game. And I think we're starting to see him do that. I love the fact that Chino's saying, I love that you're putting it up because I want to address it. I tweeted it. I tweeted it when, you know, he hit that game winning three. Alex Solana, my brother, you know, tweeted the thing. And I said, that ain't nothing new. I've been there in pregame. He works on that. It's part of his pregame routine. Bam hits at least 50 threes before every game. I've seen him do it from all sides, you know, all parts of the three-point line. So I'm not surprised that he's hitting it. You know, it's just, again, another Spo moment where he, you know, another player adds another facet to his game, and that's just what we're seeing this season. I mean, don't you agree, Italy?
Yeah, I actually agree with you with the whole routine. I've seen him do that plenty of times. I wasn't shocked that he hit that game-winning three. I didn't think Terry was going to do it. He was hesitant going on that line, and I could tell he was just looking and looking for someone to be open. And I agree that Bam behind him, I knew he was going to take that shot. I didn't think it was going to go in, though. I'm going to be straight. I didn't think it was going to go in, but it happened. But I think Spo is at that point where he's trying to shuffle things around now. He's trying to shuffle things a lot around because of the injuries and because of the creativity, because of the last 15 games, like Danny was saying. So I guess whatever is hot right now.
Well, my issue is, for example, the last three wins before last night were against the Pistons. I forget which one of those wins against the Pistons. Jimmy Butler had to go off for like 7 points in the final like minute or so. Last night, Jimmy had a good game last night. But the third game against the Pistons, Bam has to win it on a clutch three. You shouldn't have these close games against the Pistons. Mm-hmm. Like at some point, if you're only going to beat the bad teams, at least beat them convincingly. I feel like they're kind of struggling with these bad teams. What are they going to do when they finally play against the Boston Celtics in the first round? I know that those are the rivals, and I feel like everybody feels like, oh, but we could beat them. We've done it in the past. This isn't the same Boston Celtics team. This team is better than the team that they've played the last two seasons when they went seven games. Like, things are different. The East has improved, And the Miami Heat, for a second there, they convinced me that they had what it took. But now I'm starting to question it because this is crunch time and they haven't necessarily looked like they flipped the switch. So I'm starting to question it. Now, one thing that I do like is that Scary Terry is that missing piece, because Scary Terry is that point guard that they needed. Kyle Lowry didn't give you the offense that Scary Terry does give you. And I think that that could be a difference maker, but they haven't put it all together yet and they're running out of time. So that's what has me questioning if they can be legit contenders this year. At the moment, they are the seventh seed. They are a half game behind the Pacers, which is the sixth seed. And I think it's pivotal to, and I don't know if they'll be able to get it, but I think it's pivotal to get to the fifth seed. You want to play the Knicks in the first round. You don't want to play against the Celtics. You don't want to play against the Bucks. I'll take the Cavs, maybe the sixth seed against the Cavs. But you want to avoid Boston and Milwaukee in the first round at all costs. And I don't know if they'll be able to do that. Solana, how are you feeling about the Heat in general and the way they're looking heading into the playoffs or this last stretch?
Again, I'm feeling confident like I always am. You know, Danny, you know, being a season ticket holder for so many years, following this team for probably, you know, since its inception, I'm used to the Heat playing down to their, you know, to who their opponent is. And so you mentioned these close games against the Pistons. I want to remind you, you know, that game was a game that both Nikola Jovic and Jimmy Butler did not play. So, you know, you got big games out of Duncan Robinson, who had 30 points, and you had that big game out of Bam with 20 and Terry with 17. But again, you're missing two, you know, key pieces. And the Pistons are a team that, you know, they have some new players. They got Evan Fournier on the trade over from the Knicks. You know, he's probably fighting for some sort of contract next year, some sort of, you know, rotation spot. And they've got a lot of young players that are looking for a good, you know, a good spot on the rotation next year. Especially I like that forward they have that they got from the trade from, I believe it was Utah, which is Simone Fontecchio. I love that kid. But it's going to happen during the season. I'm, again, going back to your question, I'm 100% calm. I'm 100% confident. We're 3.5 games back from the Magic. If you look at the Heat schedule going forward, there's a lot of winnable games, like you said. You know, you've got the Cavaliers at home, which you just saw last night. You've got the Blazers. Then you've got the Wizards, a game that they should win. The Knicks at home, a game that's, you know, has playoff implications.
Yeah.
All right. And then you also get a Pacers game away, which has playoff
Mavs, implications. Raptors. Yeah.
Right. So a lot of play. It's going to be an interesting stretch these last couple weeks. And, you know, again, I'm hopeful, not hopeful. I'm confident that the Heat will, you know, go into the playoffs, you know, in a forward leading motion.
Italy, how are you feeling overall? Because last year they went in as the eighth seed, and I know everybody's like, oh, but when the games count, they show up, right? But I'll counter that. They had their first playing game, and they lost it, and that game mattered. So don't tell me that they always show up when it matters, because they didn't show up, and it looked like they might lose to the Bulls in the next game. So I they got rolling, and thanks to Jimmy, but it's only so long that we can depend on this Miami Heat culture getting us through. At some point, they got to get it together consistently. What do you think, Italy?
I mean, no offense, Solana. I love your confidence and stuff. But these games, even if they're at home, I it's going to be tough. I mean, the Pacers are ahead of us. You got 76ers. I still think even we got the Cavs coming up, it's going to be tough. Like, this team is very injured. So I'm a little concerned with our bench playing with the consistency that we have. I understand Terry's out there balling. I understand Hawkes Jr. is kind of finding his own a little bit when we need Bam to step up. Like, I get that. But defense, and the way we keep bringing people back in these games is going to be very – it's going to be scary if we keep continue to do that. I understand we always find a way, and we do. Like, at the end, we always find a way, and I understand why you're not worried about that. But I think overall, I'm a little – last year I was like, no, we can – I'm going to run through a wall. Right now, I'm a little on the edge of my seat, guys. I really am.
Hey, but Italy, if it wasn't tough, would it be Miami Heat basketball?
Absolutely correct with that. I do agree with you, Bat. But it's one of those things where we're so injured, man. We didn't lose Hero last year. You know what I mean?
Hey, it's okay, man. You just got to stick to the Spoisms. Hold on to the rope, you know, one hand at a time, 15 strong. And, you know, we'll get back to that championship round.
There's 13 right. games left in the season, and you were talking about the schedule looking favorable. I mean, you have the Pelicans, which Zion Williamson all of a sudden finally became the Zion that he was supposed to be. You got the Warriors, which are technically the 10th seed. But they have a winning record. They're 4 games over .500, and they're the Warriors. You have the Cavaliers, which Donovan Mitchell might be healthy for that. The Trailblazers suck. The Wizards suck. Then you have the Heat, which is always – I'm sorry, the Knicks, which is always a tough game. You got the Sixers, which aren't that great, but you are jockeying in playoff positioning with them. Like, this thing, it's going to come down to the wire on where we're going to be seated. Now, we have the last two games of the season against the Raptors. And the Raptors themselves, well, they're basically out of it, so they might not be playing for anything. But I think that they need to avoid the eighth seed at all cost. I think I love the whole rivalry. I love playing the Boston Celtics. And I think I would look forward to seeing them play against the Boston Celtics in the second or third round. I think if you play them in the first round, the Heat won't be ready. And Boston Celtics are going to be so amped for it because of the history that I think that the Heat are going to have a hard time winning that series. Where do you more or less predict them to end the season? They're currently in the seventh seed. They're tied for the eighth seed, right? But we have the tiebreaker. And we're a half game out of the sixth seed, which I think is the goal, sixth or fifth. What do you think as far as predicting the future, Solana?
Yeah, I think the Heat are going to land somewhere around 5-7. Obviously, like you said, you know, cocky Heat fan, you know, crazy Solana, says, give me the Celtics, give me the 1-8 seed, you know, Heat versus the world. But, you know, Danny Solana with his head on straight says, you know, give me the 4-5 matchup. Let's go into the Garden. Bright lights.
Hell yeah.
Give me
Jimmy. I say road trip.
Give me Bam. Let's get the battered Heat fans in the Garden. Let's do it. Let's do it. I'm in.
I think Heat makes the first round. I think Chris might finally show up for a show if we play in the Knicks. Italy.
He just doesn't like the culture, man. It's tough, man. I know it's tough.
I think he's tired of the culture also. Italy, how are you feeling? What do you think we more or less end up? We have 13 games left. I don't know if we get a little ahead of ourselves, but I mean, it's crunch time. We got to start getting some wins because that rough stretch we had a week ago where we lost 4 or 5 and we lost against the Wizards, we can't have too many of those stretches. Like, I think it's safe to say we're going to end up in the top 10. We're going to make the playoffs, technically, right? Playing. But you want to be in a good position to avoid the Celtics. And I hate giving the Celtics so much credit. But in our season preview, I predicted the Celtics would probably win the championship this year. I think they're that good. So I would like to avoid them in the first round. How do you feel about the Heat and where they might end up when regular season ends?
I don't think we're going to be at 5. I don't think we're going to be at 7. I really do think we're going to be at 6. I think 6 is my gut answer. I'm predicting that we will be 6. I just can't see us with 5 or 7. Definitely a top 10. We're definitely going to make the playoffs. But I think 6, I think that's a solid one for me.
Yeah, because let's say hypothetically, let's say we end up in 7th. At the moment, it's the Heat at 7 and the Sixers at 8. If Joel Embiid comes back for that game or right around that, I don't know what his timeline is, but I don't want to play a one-game playoff or play-in against the Sixers because I don't want that one game against Joel Embiid. You know, he'll come back and he's capable of putting up 40 or 50 on his own and having a crazy game. Jimmy Butler is also. But I want to just get in the dance and have a non-Celtics first-round opponent. And Chino says, there's no one in the Celtics that can stop Joker. Well, okay. Oh, and he's talking about the fact that I said the Celtics are probably going to win the championship. The Celtics team is deep this year, unfortunately. The Celtics team is deep. All right. Well, I don't know. I'm worried, but I do think that if we end up with a 5th or 6th seed, I think the Heat will make it to the second round and possibly even the Eastern Conference Finals. And at that point, it's just a crapshoot. Because I think that the Heat can beat the Knicks in the first round. I think they can beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. I'm not scared of the Cavs at all. But I am worried about the Celtics and the Bucks, and that's just full transparency. Well, with the schedule coming up in the next week, we have the Pelicans tomorrow night. We have the Cavs on Sunday, the Warriors on Tuesday, and that is all before we record again. So 1, 2, 3 games. How are we feeling about those three games? Pelicans, Heat, and Warriors, all at home, by the way.
Like I said, 3-0. I mean, I said before 4-0 for the next four, but on the home stand. But I'm gonna go with what I said. I'm gonna say the Heat are gonna go 3-0 when it counts. I know we said it a little earlier that they didn't show up in that playing game last year when it counted, but the Heat are home. And it's unfortunate that it's Ultra Weekend. I don't think the games are going to be that full. But hey, go out.
It's going to be a shit show, actually, to get to that stadium now that I think about it. It's an arena.
Absolutely. Especially tomorrow. It's going to be raining and it's Ultra and stuff. So, hey, man, honestly, don't go to Ultra. Go to the Heat game tomorrow. Make some noise. Go crazy. It's going to be a great game. So, look, I think they're going to go 3-0. I think – let's go Heat, man. That's all I can say. I'm cocky today.
I really want to go to that April 2nd game with the Knicks coming into town. I really want to go to that game. So we'll see if we can make that happen. Maybe make it a podcast road trip. Well, not road trip, but a podcast showing. Italy.
Just FaceTime me when you're there. FaceTime me when you're there.
For those of you that are watching and don't know, Italy Jet resides over in St. Louis. So he's a ways away. But he'll be here in May when we're in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics. All right, Italy, we got those three games. Pelicans at home, Cavs at home, and Warriors at home. How do you think we're looking for the next three?
I think we're going to – I'm with Salon on this one. I think we'll be 3-0. I really do. At home, especially against Pelicans, Cavaliers, and Warriors. Yeah, I'm pretty confident. 3-0 win.
I don't think we beat the Pelicans tomorrow night, unfortunately. I'm going to go 2-1. I think we do beat the Cavs. I don't know why I disrespect the Cavs so much, but I just look at them, and I don't understand how they're in the third seed. I look at them, and you guys just so blah.
Yeah.
I hate watching that arena, their uniforms. Everything about Cleveland just makes me sick. So I think
Struce is injured still.
Struce hasn't been playing, But then again, we needed 9 points from Scary Terry in the last, 2 minutes. To pull off the victory yesterday, and that was without Donovan Mitchell, so you know maybe I'm overconfident, but I think we'll beat the Cavs. I think we'll beat the Warriors. I don't think that we'll beat the Pelicans. So I'm gonna say 2-1, which will put us at 40-32, and you guys have us at 41-31. Either way, we need to start stacking wins because having downtime is not good for this team and then the stretch run. All right, well, a nice compact show covering the last 2 weeks. Solana, do you have any final words before we head out of here and get ready for a three-game stretch? By the way, three-game stretch, when we're talking next week, we're going to be down to 10 games left in the season. This is when the fun really starts. Any final words, Solana?
No, man, I just want to know where Chris is, man. I know he doesn't
like the culture.
That's what I'm saying. I know he doesn't like the culture, but, you know, we love him. We love him on the show. We want him back, and apparently Mark Strickland says hi.
Italy, any final words there, sir?
Chris, man, I miss you. I text you every other week to make sure you're doing good, and it's because you're crying of the culture. I get it. I mean, it's very contagious right now. Hey, you know what? This guy is a special shout-out. He's been doing a lot of podcasts lately, and Mr. White Chocolate, man. What's up, dude?
Jason Williams?
Yep.
Let me tell you something. Chris, that's his favorite NBA player of all time. So
him? Really?
Yeah. He told me that if I get a Jason Williams Miami Heat shirt in the store, he's copping it because he is a big Jason Williams guy. For those that watch and know who Chris is, Chris, for being a heavy set guy, was great on the basketball court, but he was quite the show off. He's that guy that would put he hated when I tried to set a pick for him because he wants to show off his skills with the ball in his hand. So if Chris, you're watching, you are a piece of shit. All right. And by the way, shout out to Jerry Stackhouse. If you are listening on audio, we appreciate you listening all the way to the end. Please leave us 5-star comment, review, all that other good stuff. If you're watching on YouTube, thank you for watching all the way to the end. Please like, subscribe, share, tell your friends that we have a new Heat podcast. I know that there's a lot out there, but it's a little different flavor over here. We got a little bit of St. Louis. We got a little Solana, got the guts, and you got a little battered fan with a little sprinkle of Knicks fan every once in a while whenever Chris joins us. So keep joining us. We appreciate you, Chino, for joining us here live on the chat. And that's it. We'll be back next week. 3 games down, 10 games to go by the time next week comes. So until the next one, have a good one.
See you.